You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded down by 76.50 points or 0.33% at 20,253.50, indicating a negative opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Monday. Previously, on Friday, the NSE Nifty 50 ended up by 468.75 or 2.05% to settle at 23,290.15, while the BSE Sensex jumped 1,618.85 points or 2.16% to 76,693.36. The stocks to keep an eye on today includes Adani Enterprises, Dr. Reddy's Lab, Emphasis, KC International, Realtel, Borosil Renewables, Ward Wizard Innovations and Jubilant Pharmova. Up next, the new NDA government may guarantee up to 50% of the last basic pay as pension to central government staff under the national pension system as against the current market-based returns. The Modi 2.0 government had set up a panel headed by Finance Secretary T.V. Somanathan in March 2023 to suggest ways to increase pensionary benefits under NPS for government staff without reverting to the fiscally disastrous non-contributory OPS. Sources said the committee, in its report submitted to the government in May, has largely towed the Andhra Pradesh NPS model enacted in 2023. Accordingly, the centre will give 40 to 50% of the last pay as guaranteed pension, subject to adjustments linked to the number of years in service and withdrawals from corpus, if any, sources said. Moving on, the stock market may have recovered from the fall of almost 6% on poll result day, but IPO aspirants may take a little more time before taking the plunge, say experts. Most would like to assess the ramifications of a coalition government at the centre and wait at least till the budget day in July before firming up their listing plans. Around 11 IPOs with issue size of more than ₹9,200 crore have received permission from SEBI in 2024, but are yet to get listed. These include Ixigo parent firm, Late Revenues Technology, Allied Blenders and Distillers, Asirvad Microfinance and Fincare Small Finance Bank. The new government is expected to focus more on consumption spending rather than capital expenditure. In another development, to fulfill its election promise of a 42% bonus over the MSP to paddy farmers, new government in Odisha has to make budgetary provisions in excess of ₹6,000 crore/annum, given the current level of procurement in the state, official sources said. The largesse will also require the Food Ministry to give an exemption to the Odisha government for procurement of surplus paddy above what is needed for the central pool, as done for Chhattisgarh in the ongoing procurement season 2023-24. The sources indicated that the ministry is not quite inclined to accord this waiver as it will inflate the economic cost of grains due to higher storage and transportation costs. Meanwhile, with regulatory curbs on Kotak Mahindra Bank's online and mobile banking channels still in place, the lender is relying on physical branches to source new customers. The bank will add up to 200 branches in FY25, around 20% higher than fresh branch additions in 2023-24. The bank had opened 168 branches in 2023-24. While it is also planning to increase front-end staff at every branch, Kotak Bank did not disclose the expected increase in headcount for the current financial year. Around 45% of branches are located in metros. On April 24, the RBI directed Kotak Mahindra Bank to stop onboarding new customers through its online and mobile banking channels and issuing fresh credit cards. In other news, the Statistics Ministry doesn't expect to undertake any significant downward revision to the official economic growth estimate for FY24 and may disapprove many analysts in this regard. It also sees the possibility of the gross domestic product expansion in FY25 to exceed 7%, with a strong momentum being witnessed. As per the National Statistical Office's provisional estimates, India's GDP in FY24 grew 8.2%, while GVA grew 7.2%. The unusual gap between the two growth numbers has raised some concerns, and so has the fact that consumption growth was half the GDP rate. The RBI has projected India's economy to grow 7.2% in FY25, but many economists say the growth rate could be lower than 7%, and some have even pegged it at 6.5%. Lastly, Inox Air Products, which manufactures industrial and medical gases, has now forayed into the green hydrogen segment and aims to expand business in the area while targeting to become a major green fuel supplier to the world. The company will be completing its capex target of Rs 3,000 crore in the current financial year and will be investing Rs 1,000 crore on an average every year, Managing Director and Promoter Siddharth Jain said. Moreover, Jain hopes to continue the growth target of 16% for the company going forward. The company has recently signed a 20-year-long green hydrogen supply contract with Japanese multinational corporation Asahi India Glass and intends to commission the project in 3 months. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.